You've probably heard of the hit TV show Mad Men. It tells the story of ad agencies working in New York's Madison Avenue back in the 1960s. It's filled with cigarettes, booze, sex, and swagger.
The show has been criticized, though, for its lack of diversity. It excludes African Americans from the advertising scene of the 1960s in New York. Matthew Weiner, the show's director, says that's just historical reality.
But one Milwaukee-based graphic designer says that just isn't the case, and that African Americans were part of the New York advertising scene in the 60s. Mad Men rubbed Xavier Ruffin the wrong way from the beginning, and although he wanted to like it, he just couldn't.
And so he created a new web series called Mad Black Men. It satirizes black representation in Mad Men. Let's listen to a clip.
We have here black man with a briefcase on Madison Avenue. That's a strange sight to see. Oh, not one but two colored men in suits. This could be interesting.
I see you have a briefcase. You work in this building?
I used to. 12th floor.
So what happened?
They fired me because they said I look angry too much.
Being a mad man doesn't mean you have to be angry.
But that doesn't stop me from being a mad black man. Now, excuse me. I have people to sue.
Xavier Ruffin joins us now.
Xavier, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, I want to know, what was your first impression the very first time you watched Mad Men?
The very first time I watched Mad Men, I think I remember the scene where Don is in a bar of some sort, and he's asking his waiter about what type of cigarettes he smokes. And his waiter happens to be black, and it's interrupted by one of the bar owners, and the bar owner asks Don, like, is this man bothering you? I can make him go away. And so that was, like, literally one of the first scenes I ever saw from Mad Men. And it was kind of, I won't say heartbreaking because it's not unexpected, but it was a show that I really wanted to like. Because a lot of my peers, I'm being a graphic designer and a designer, a lot of my peers love the show, and I wanted to get into it, but there are certain barriers that I just wasn't interested in seeing, and I wasn't fond of the way that African Americans were portrayed in the show, so I just decided to not watch it, and that was until a couple of years ago, because the show had consistently been getting flack for how it portrayed African Americans in the design field, and the show's creator took to the defense that there were no black people in design.
Right, and
at
that's been how he responds, the creator, Matt Weiner, when he's critiqued for not including more black characters. He said, well, it was the 60s, and there weren't that many African-American men in advertising, and therefore that's what's reflected on the show. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'd say that there were. There weren't a great lot of them, so I'm not going to pretend like at every firm, if you walked in, you would see a bunch of them. But there were definitely more than one or two. Excuse me. I just spent the whole of Black History Month hosting real-life black men and women from the 60s who worked on Madison Avenue or in advertising, and I think we listed over 30 of them just every day of the month. And there are several of them that were very high-profile. The first person that comes to mind is always George Olden, because George Olden was a vice president at McCann Erickson in 1962, which I think is the year that the show started. And that would technically make George Olden more important than Don Draper. And he also designed the Clio Award that Don won. And he also won it way more times than Don won it. So it's not like black people could not exist in that universe, because they did. So to say that they simply don't exist is kind of like a cop-out, just so that they could paint the picture that they wanted to paint, which was sans African-Americans.
So you think that Matt Weiner, he could have put African-Americans in there. It's not to say that they didn't exist at all, that he went too far.
Well, yeah, it's just that wasn't the picture that he wanted to paint, is what I believe. And as an artist, I can understand that. He might have felt that, you know, bringing in that black element would change the way that the story is, the path of the story, because it's really about, you know, these white privileged men and how they move and the things that they can get away with. But at the same time, they do, you know, open the doors to, like, the women's struggle in the workplace and their fight for equality. So it's not like they didn't want to tell an equality story. It's just that they didn't want to do the race one.
Well, you decided to take matters into your own hands, and you've created a show of your own called Mad Black Men. Can you tell us how you came up with that?
Yeah, that actually started a few years ago now. I was working on a sketch comedy show with a few friends of mine from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we were just throwing out a bunch of ideas of little sketches, and Mad Black Men came up, you know, just, you know, what does it mean if you flip the madman world upside down and put some, you know, assertive black people into it, and, like, kind of what would happen. And then the idea kind of just organically grew over time. I worked on it a little bit when I was applying for master's degrees, and I ended up going to South by Southwest in 2012 and pitching the idea to Roman Thomason from Daily Motion, and he told me that they had a funding program coming up and that I should submit the idea for it there, and they gave us the funding. So,
and what is it about? Tell us what your version of the advertising world with black people looks like.
Well, our version is kind of a satirical parody, kind of a dramedy, where it's just looking at that Mad Men world through a different lens, from the vantage point of three black ad workers who are trying to survive, keep a certain level of dignity, and still follow orders at work. So they may have some very racially insensitive campaigns come through their door that they're expected to work on, so they have to come up with ideas without trying to compromise themselves and their own personal identities too much, but still deliver something for the client that's going to be pleasing. But we do it with a little bit of a stick and a little bit of laughter. So,
and your main character, obviously a take on Don Draper, is Ron Rapper, and I want to get to him in just a minute. But first, I want to ask you about sort of the tone of the show. In one of the scenes from your show, there are two black men in suits and briefcases, and they're kind of checking each other out at the elevator lobby. And one of them says he got fired for looking too angry. And there's that, and the title of the show itself, Mad Black Men. Is that part of the commentary you're going for here, a swipe at the trope of the angry black man?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, that's part of what it is. I've been that guy before, and by that guy, I mean, there's the idea of the token black guy, and so I forget what other movie that was in, but there was kind of like the token black guy at a party, and then another token black guy came to the party, and they kind of had the, like, yo, I'm the token black guy here today, and the other one had to leave. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different dynamics when it comes to playing with race and what does it mean to be black surrounded by, you know, non-black, and where does solidarity come into play? But yeah, we definitely wanted to look at what does it mean to be, you know, like this angry black man. Are you actually angry, or do you just appear angry to other people because they don't know you? Are you frustrated? So, yeah, we try to play with a lot of different things.
Well, you're a graphic designer yourself. Does your own experience, does that come through in the series, too?
Yeah, I did the title credits for the series. I I use it for reference when writing writing different pitches that you'll see later on in the series. So it does play a pretty big role in how the series is developed.
And let's go back to your main character here in Mad Black Men, Ron Rapper. Tell us about him. Who is he?
Well, Ron's an up-and-coming hotshot art director in New York City. He makes really, really good work. So people are getting to know his work. But he also has a reputation for a short temper. So it's not that he's not militant at all, but he's very assertive and tends to stand for himself a lot. But this also causes him to lose jobs fairly quickly. So he's kind of going through something with his significant other, and she's basically in his ear telling him that if he gets fired again, she's going to leave. So now Ron's stuck in this predicament where he would normally assert himself and say what he isn't going to stand for. Now he has to kind of suppress those feelings. So that adds to his own angers and frustrations.
I know you've got a lot of series planned, or a lot of the episodes planned out, so we'll be watching for those. And I want to ask you, your series is set in the 60s, like Mad Men, but discrimination in the workplace hasn't gone anywhere. It's still present in some places. In Wisconsin in particular, it struggles with stark racial disparity. How do you think Ron Rapper would be treated today at an advertising firm, say in Milwaukee?
I think that it would be, it'd be different as far as the tone that people would take with one another. And the lack of representation is still very real. I think part of it is due to lack of opportunity, more so than flat-out racial discrimination. I think a lot of the minority community hasn't been exposed to the idea of design, graphic design, and advertising as a profession. I like to point out programs like the Marcus Graham Project that help facilitate that and help try to place people into jobs and internships, different minorities into jobs and internships, and teach them about the profession. But, yeah, the representation hasn't gotten too much better, but I don't think it's just blatant, we don't like black people here, so we don't hire them, as much as we don't know, or we're not looking for black people to work with us because we don't know any good ones. Not that they don't exist, they're all over the place. It's just how do we get the word out, and how do we promote ourselves to these different companies to get hired.
Xavier, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me.
That was Xavier Ruffin. He created a web series called Mad Black Men. He's a Milwaukee-based graphic designer. You can check out the premiere of the series on the Central Time Facebook page.